AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
The newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs, 475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this 15th of October, a beautiful 51 degrees on this Friday morning. And we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning on the KVOE Sutherland studio line by USD 252 South Lyon County Superintendent Mike Argabright. Mike, good morning.
Hey, Mike.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are things going today?
It's a nice day, and things are going well so far. So thanks for having us.
I'm glad to have you on board with us. Mike is extremely busy. As you know, he's leading USD 252 Southern Lyon County. He's also the interim superintendent here this year for USD 386 Madison Virgil, as Steve Jowers gets his superintendent certificate. And on top of that, he's also involved with the Newman Regional Health Board of Trustees, and he's the drive chair for the United Way of the Flint Hills. So your plate is full, sir, to say the least. How are you managing all of this?
Well, I like to stay busy, so it's just a matter of each day just piecing things out and doing the best we can. And it's really fun and important to be a part of great people working for positive outcomes. So it's a privilege.
Well, let's start with USD 252 South Lyon County, Mike. How are your numbers now that you're into the fall semester?
Our enrollment is up again this year, Ron. We're up around 23 kids, and so that's positive for our entire district. I think three of our four buildings had increased enrollment, so that's positive news for us.
How important is that, Mike, to be able to report on an enrollment increase as opposed to maybe holding flat or in some years maybe looking at some declines?
Well, when you're budgeting and planning for the future, your enrollment takes you through 2 years. So if they're negative numbers, then you're planning a different way than you are with positive numbers. So the conversations are quite different depending on how much that swings either way. And we've been on both sides of the table there over the years. So we have more positive conversations about planning for the next few years.
Well, we're still not out of the total grips of the pandemic. How have things been so far here as we have ventured into much of the fall semester, Mike, for South Lyon County?
Our staff, and not just our teaching staff, but our custodial and our bus and all of our staff, our food service, they've done a really great job, and they've mitigated the areas that we know we need to mitigate and do a good job in. And knock on wood, we've been pretty positive this year. We've had some cases, and we've dealt with them, and we've had some quarantines, and we've dealt with them, but pretty minimal overall, and that's a credit to, you know, our staff and the health department for helping guide us in a safe manner.
Mike, when it comes to COVID-19 response, where are you at right now with your mitigation strategies? And maybe you can talk a little bit about the process over the last 18 months when it comes to making changes, because sometimes you've been able to plan ahead and make those adjustments kind of in an evolutionary process, and sometimes you've had to make changes, and really districts across the state have had to make changes on the fly and pretty rapidly.
I think for the most part the hot topic is our masks, and we have kind of an in-between policy. They're not required. They're strongly recommended. But when we get within 3 feet activities, and we do, that's part of schooling, and then the kids put their masks on. So, you know, probably 20-30% of the time they have masks on, and that varies in each classroom. I think the important piece is we've tried to spread our kids out just like all the other districts. And so as far as the day is structured, our kids, our seating arrangements, and, you know, we're as spread out as we can be, and 6 feet is always the goal, and no less than three, but most of ours are between four and six, and most of them are closer to six. So I think that's a big piece on how we've adjusted, And probably some of those will be long-term. I mean, if we can keep kids healthier throughout school, you know, by spreading them out, even if we can get on top of COVID completely, that's probably not a bad structure in our building. So there's been some, yes, there's always short-term things to deal with, but we do, and we move with them, and we're going to keep kids in school. That's the bottom line, or it's our job to do that. So we're gonna work hard at doing that.
I think you bring up a good point, Mike, because, you know, the flu numbers, not only here, but countrywide last year were very minimal. And I think a lot of that was due to, you know, the sanitation and also even in some regards, some of the masking that was involved last year. So, yeah, keep the kids healthy from maybe some of the winter-like viruses that go around. That is a positive thing. Hey, we want to touch on real quick, Mike, USD 252. Speaking of things trying to get back to normal, your honor flight is on, Mike.
We are, and we are gearing up November 1 and 2, and we've got the flight secured, and it's only changed four times. That's never happened, but that's the world we're in right now. But we are booked, and we've got a group selected, and kids were trained this last week, and that's very positive. We have a lot of mitigation things to deal with there, but we will, and our kids and staff will do a nice job, so we're excited to lift off November 1, early in the morning.
So you got a full flight of veterans then, huh?
We do, yes. We typically have between 24 and 27 or 8 veterans, and we're in that range again. So, yeah, we're full, and we have enough to fill the spring flight. So
great.
We're moving.
I was going to ask you about the spring flight, and you've got to be at least pleased that it's some, you know, certainly COVID-19 is not done yet, but you've got to be pleased that, A, you've got the fall flight here, and then the spring flight's continuing with the developments there. We're going to be talking about this more next week. I think it's Thursday of next
21st,
week.
21st, yeah.
Yep, with more information here coming in from organizers and also students. What else do you have, I guess, as far as fundraising on the schedule here for Honor Flight here to make sure that both the fall and, you know, here a little bit later on, the spring flights are going to be off without a hitch.
Yeah, from now until after this flight, there won't be many activities taking place because we've had a lot this fall. And then in the winter, we'll have some pancake feeds and some things like that during the winter sports and gearing back up. So, but our teachers who do a tremendous amount of work and our students, we did a lot of things over the summer and this fall, and they were very positive. And so we're going to keep building upon that. You know, we've been out 2 years, and unfortunately, we lost some veterans, and they were on our list in that time. So that breaks your heart, and it drives you harder to make sure we can have those flights in place.
Well, we're excited to learn more about Honor Flight coming up next Thursday, 8:20 right here. Mike, as always, we appreciate your time. We know how valuable that is, and thanks for all you do.
Well, thank you, guys. And that Pack the Pantry, those activities are pretty special, and you guys play an important part of that. So thanks for all that you do.
Appreciate it, Mike. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
Yeah, that's Mike Argabright, who is the superintendent, USD 252 Southern Lyon County, and also the interim superintendent for District 386 Madison Virgil. But we will touch on Madison Virgil, I think, next week, right, Chuck?
Yes, we will. That'll be Wednesday at 8:20. We'll have superintendent-in-waiting Steve Jowers joining us for our latest update. And we've been telling you we'll be getting more of our superintendents on here this month, and we'll be definitely doing that probably the week of the 25th into early November, because that happens to be a fair, well, at this point in time, it's not as full of a week as what we've got. Now, speaking of the schedule here on the Live and Local calendar, we'll be filling Monday's slot here in just a little bit. Friday's slot next week we'll also be filling here fairly shortly as well, but most of our other interview slots are taken. Tuesday's Newsmaker segment, Dee Schwinn is going to be joining us as we talk about the new Friends of the Fall Library book sale. Yes, there's another one, which is coming up next month.
All right, our Newsmaker brought to you this morning by the Olpe Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steak, seafood, and catering. The Olpe Chicken House, a family tradition since 1958. The Olpe Chicken House, delicious. KVOE Live and Local, good morning, 738, 51 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weekend weather next.
Vote yes on November 2nd to extend the 1% countywide sales tax. It's not a new tax, but one approved by voters in 2009 and 2010.